Where is that go button? Maybe it's in here. Let's see. Nope, not there. Nope. Come on, where are you? Nope. Maybe this one. Wait, there it is. Mike! Kristen!
Oh, wait, we're supposed to switch off names?
Yeah.
Recording.
Hey, this is Mike from Matt, Mike, and Kristen.
No, 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 don't do it like that. Do it like yourself. You know.
Hey, this is Mike from Matt, Mike, and Kristen.
Check us out at our MySpace page.
This is Mike from Matt, Mike, and Kristen. Check us out at Matt, Mike, and Kristen at MySpace. Wait, what's the website?
I'm a douche.
I'm a douchebag. I can't remember anything.
Wait. Let me try.
Email us at mattmikeandkristen@yahoo.com.
My name is Mike. Check us out at mattmikeandkristen.com on your computer.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey man, this is Jose, and I'm a big fan of Matt.
Whoa! Where the hell did you come from? You're not on the show.
Hey man, this is Jose. I'm a big fan of Matt, Mike, and Kristen.
You smell like hard work. No,
oh my god! Wow.
Hey, this is Jose, the illegal immigrant, telling you to log in to mattmikeandkristen.com, or else you're unpatriotic, you fucks.
I don't know if that even made sense.
Yeah, I don't even know if that made sense.
What?
This is Matt from the Matt, Mike, and Kristen show. Reminding you, drop us an email at mattmikeandkristen@yahoo.com. It's fabulous.
Wait, what's our MySpace site again?
You're the webmaster, Kristen.
I don't think we necessarily need to do the mattmikeandkristen.com thing. I think we need to do the it's the Matt, Mike, and Kristen
the
show.
Intro stuff?
Like the intro stuff. Because I don't know. I'm kind of running out of ideas for the whole mattmikeandkristen.podomatic.
Sure.
Wait. I have one more.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No, if you have it, by all means.
Do it.
But
lay it on us.
Hi, this is Matt from the Matt My Kristen Show. By the way, I'm smarter than all of you, and I like interesting things like magic. Be sure to check us out at on MySpace. Look for Matt, Mike, and Kristen.
Click on the link. I'm a tool.
I hate you both.
Buenos noches.
My name is Kristen. I hate everyone who doesn't work. Ayn Rand is the best. Who is John Galt? Yeah.
My voice isn't that deep, man.
Hi, my name is Kristen.
There we go.
Matt, Mike, and Kristen show. I hate hippies. Because they don't have computers to go to Matt, Mike, and Kristen. DeathPodomatic.com. And I sound like a pterodactyl.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's do an intro.
This is the Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
Wait. What show is it again?
The Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
Still not getting it.
The Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
Oh, yeah, okay. Awkward.
Sticking it to the man, the Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
You're listening to the number one rated show in this room. The Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
Follow up.
You know what I can
sinking
use?
Sinking ship.
Is just a bunch of us, a bunch of voices. Is there a dentist listening?
Oh, my God.
Because Mike needs one.
I have a really bad joke.
Do it. Oh, do okay. It. Do it. It's joke time here on the sinking ship.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I got one, too.
Here we go.
Uh.
Oh, the premise is great. Let me just
That was
tell
better
you.
Than the last one you told.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right, ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, so there was this guy, and he mutated into a moth. And then he went into a dentist's office, and the dentist is like, hey, human moth, why are you here? And he's like, the light was on. And I told it wrong, too. I mean, that was the punchline, but the lead in.
And I laughed.
Totally wrong. Really hard, man.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny. I mean, they do have bright lights in the dentist's office. I don't know.
You spoke to him. That was good. Yeah, you touched a chord.
Right. Yeah. What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
It smells like carrots.
Oh, fuck.
All right, I got this one. How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Don't know.
Only two. One to hold the giraffe and one to fill the bathtub with broken clocks.
That was a smart joke.
Yes, it was.
My name's Matt. I'm into intro. Wait, I shouldn't
how
parody.
Many, how many?
You shouldn't parody yourself.
How many primos does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
One, but the world has to revolve around them.
That was like a serious joke at some time.
No.
Wow.
It's a light bulb joke.
Oh, God.
No, give me a whole bunch awkward. Of give me you guys saying each of our names a couple of times in a couple of different ways. Give me Matt, Mike, and Kristen. Go.
Mike.
Matt.
Kristen.
Matt.
Mike.
That was pretty
Kristen.
Good. Matt.
Mike.
Kristen.
Oh wait, we're supposed to switch off names?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought we were just saying our own names.
Yeah, I thought we were doing our own names.
Oh, fine.
Well, maybe you
Poo
needed to
on
explain
your
it a
idea.
All right, fine. Just our own names.
Kristen.
Matt.
Mike.
Matt.
Matt.
Kristen.
Matt.
Oh, my God.
Matt.
That's really scary, actually.
I don't even know how I was making that sound.
Kristen.
That was a good one.
That was very yeah.
You Mike. Can be
a little bit louder maybe. Mike.
That was very
Mike. Yeah, I can't do it.
Kristen. Sorry.
Mike. There it is. Thank you.
Kristen. That's what it's going for.
Whoa, was that
Kristen.
Whoa. Was that just the Kristen cough?
Yeah.
Did you just do the
Kristen?
The Kristen cough?
Yeah.
Mike.
Now you're just going along with the flow.
Well, I was. I thought we were.
My name is Mike, and I don't have any original ideas.
Fuck you. I just had 8 original ideas.
My name's Mike, and I live alone with 2 cats.
My name's Matt, and I drive a car.
And I'm having a baby.
That is true. We are.
I'm an adult.
Look at me. I'm all grown up.
Actually, you know what?
I totally missed that.
Apparently, I'm that funny looking.
That just sounded funny as hell. You did it into the mic.
What?
Oh. Stoppage.
So what?
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 Go ahead. You were going to say something. You had a light went on.
I was going to ask you to fill them in about you in Seattle. If and you want to. Or I know it's recording. Are we playing it that you're going to be
I don't
time,
think
or?
We decided yet. But we can. But could we wait a little while?
Yeah, of course.
Just because I still haven't told my work about it.
So we better shut up.
Yeah, and I just don't want it to.
Kristen's going to be moving to Seattle here pretty soon.
And since some people at my work do listen to this.
She's dropping her job just like that.
Just like that.
No notice, actually, I think.
No,
she'll
none.
Probably just yell and walk
Kristen,
out.
Kristen, how much is this worth to you for me not to miss your boss?
My friendship.
Ooh.
Yeah, touche. Well played.
Well played.
Didn't I have a story? you said save it for the other day, and I can't remember what it was. Or the other day you said save it for the show.
Does the other day mean like Matt's other day where it was like September?
It's it's our other day where it just means it happened.
It happened at some point in the past.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Hey, I had a dream last night.
Late
and
on
it it involved all of us and I think probably a couple other people from high school. And it was weird. We were like in a video game, but it was like a haunted house slash pinball machine. And we were like not only going through this haunted house, but we were a part of it at some point. And then we all rolled up like roly-poly bugs and like were pinballs for a little while. And we kept on, I kept on fucking up and having to start over at the goddamn beginning.
That's pretty
and it
trippy.
Was pissing me off.
Wow, you're fucked up.
Yeah, a haunted house pinball machine. Up.
You know what's funny is Christian has the most mundane dreams ever. Like, ever. He's like,
I was reading at a library.
I dreamt I went to the dentist and he cleaned my teeth. Like, what?
And he wants to be a fiction writer?
Yeah. I'm like, are you just using all your creativity during the day so your brain has nothing left at night? So it like, this is your dream?
For those of you who can't see what's going on now, she is licking her finger and turning the page. Licking the finger and turning the page. Equals bad radio.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we were going to be posting this.
I think we might post at least a couple parts of it.
But yeah, so yeah, he told me a dream he had the other night. He's like, I had a dream. I bought this magazine. And he showed me the magazine. I'm like, no, you're just remembering that you bought it.
You actually did buy it.
You actually did buy it.
I had a dream. I went to work. Yeah. And then I came home and made dinner. And
yeah,
I went to sleep.
It's not boring. I'm
weird.
Like,
dinner's made.
What? Yeah. I honestly hope it's just he's sapping his creative juices,
you know,
during the day. And by creative, I mean writing, Mike.
Juices.
All right. Jamie's not listening. I'll tell you about the dream I had last night.
Oh, God.
No. This is hilarious.
Do we need some meat?
No. Not kind of dream. But this is just so my wife's pregnant right now. We're expecting any day now. So she's totally uncomfortable as we are as we're sleeping, and she, you know, hurts all the time in her back and everything like that. But so I had this dream last night.
Gosh, she needs to suck it up. How hard can it be? I mean, come on.
I wish she was in the room.
Oh my God.
Even in her state, she would fucking jump on your ass and kill you.
As a woman, I'm taking all my strength just to not do that. And I've never been there.
I just said that to get under everybody's skin, really.
My name's Mike, and I hate women. Hate them.
But it's so bittersweet. I love women.
A love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's a very love-hate relationship.
My name's Mike, and I hate women, but I love my mom.
Oh, my God. It's true.
It's totally true. I'm
kind of a mama's boy.
That's funny.
So, no, I had this dream last night that I was up at my dad's house, and I was coming around the corner, and I was carrying a bin of shoes that we have in our closet. And I'm coming around the corner, and there's this huge bear, like a big brown bear, and it starts
in your house.
No, like in front of the garage, and the garage was open, and it starts and like making bear sounds, and it rears up and it starts charging at me, and I'm freaked out because this actually harkens back. I had one of my neighbor's dogs who they abused the shit out of it and then let it roam the neighborhood. And this thing used to eat squirrels and chase down people. Like it was violent and pissed off. And, you know, ultimately it was really sad. But I had this dog charge at me one time as I had opened the garage to put my bike in. And it came flying at me. And I had to slam the garage down. And it full-on ran into the door. It was so...
You heard the gunk.
Yeah.
The head
hitting
the door.
Yeah, and just the on the other side, like it was nuts. So I was really freaked out about this dream. This bear was charging me, and I'm trying to keep the bin of shoes in between me and the bear. And I wake up, and the reason there was a bear is because Jamie was snoring so loud, and she was making the bear sound. That was in my dream.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that is funny.
In a not funny sort of a way. Is anyone still listening?
No.
Because we're not doing this live, so that's all right. Yes. What was the story that you had the other day?
I don't know.
He doesn't remember it, remember?
Remember?
Remember,
that's
he doesn't
why
remember.
I originally asked you.
Something about campus. About drivers. Minivans. Llamas.
Well, it was probably about minivans. I don't know, but I have a couple of of funny pictures on my cell phone. One I took in my apartment complex, and maybe somehow I can download it and we can post it on the website, because it is just awesome.
It's pretty easy.
It's what it is it is two of the garage units on my apartment complex just got completely demolished by some fuck who apparently doesn't know how to drive.
Just like backed into or what?
Oh my God. What kind of hard did
I
that?
It looks like a big old U-Haul trailer or a U-Haul truck might have been backing
really
out of a
spot.
Because it took out the center pillar in between two garages.
It looks
and
like
the
an
wall.
Elephant fucking got drunk and fell against
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. It looks like somebody ran like a big semi into it, you know? Like, they did some pretty big damage.
Yeah.
It's probably one of your OMF. Or OEM.
OPM.
OPM, thank you.
Old People's Mafia.
I'm not good with acronyms, so.
Oh my God. I don't. My name is Mike, and I don't really care about benchmarks.
My name's Mike, and I think the Pope's gay.
What?
My name's Matt and Kristen, and I just like saying my name's Mike and then stupid things.
My name's Mike, and I'm plural tonight.
My name is Mike, and I don't have any good jokes.
My name's Mike, and all of this is going over my head.
Oh, God.
My name's Kristen. That's it. What's the matter, Mike?
I really didn't like hearing you whispering in my ears like that.
Oh my God.
No, don't do it again, you son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
My palm itches. That means money's coming
my way. That
means
money's coming your way.
Yeah.
Itch that palm.
Fuck, mine does too. This one does too.
Liar.
Don't look under your
Baker?
Bed.
The underneath of my foot itches too. What does that mean?
Don't look under your bed.
You have athlete's foot?
You're a dirty fuck.
Yeah, you need to take a shower?
Yes.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. Awesome. This is Matt from the Matt, Mike, and Kristen Show. Reminding you, drop us an email at mattmikeandkristen@yahoo.com. It's fabulous.
Wait, what's our MySpace site again?